This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The doctor was the mother. He stood on a block of ice.
We're all very happy for you and excited to see what you do.
Thank you.
Yeah, we can't wait to see how this goes, right, Adel?
Right. Let's just say we have some surprises along the way.
Yeah, let's see how this goes.
Oh, you two have planned some surprises for this episode?
Don't worry, don't do that. What about it?
Okay, because a moment ago, the two of you asked who had the riddles for this episode. I said I had it, and now you're acting like this.
No. You take the riddles, and we'll take
the surprises.
Oh, okay. So just big picture, so I know, is it like new segments that you've planned, or?
Let's just say there's stuff.
Yes, and while we're talking, young man, why don't you come into our house made of candy?
Okay, So just so I'm clear, you said that there's stuff, this is the stuff, right? The thing that you have planned is that this is,
maybe.
I'm experiencing it currently. That's
yes.
A yes.
We'll so
that's
see how yes. It goes.
Well, I can tell you from the way that it's going right now, it's going pretty well. I think I like it.
Oh, did you hear that, Gretel? We're a hit.
Ooh, yes, we are, aren't we?
Cool, so this is kind of morphing into some characters then, huh?
Well, no. We thought we'd try some out.
No, it's not.
But not now. Anyways, we're going to try to cook and eat you in this episode.
So you're,
that's the
you're
big
Hansel
surprise.
And Gretel. You're and Hansel we, and Gretel, yes, and you're we, trying to cook and eat
we
me.
We lure in young witches, and we eat them.
Yes.
Interesting.
Because that's what happened to us.
Oh, so it's like a hurt people situation.
Yes.
Okay. Caught kids catch witches.
Caught kids eat kids.
All right, caught kids eat kids. Well,
1-800 cars for eat kids.
That's the episode title. That's the episode title.
1-877 cars eat kids.
we're not restarting that.
It's 1-877 cars eat kids. Oh no, my Alexa thought I was talking to her. No, it's 1-877 cars eat kids, Alexa.
Is your Alexa calling that number?
I don't know how to tell you this, Mr. Sullivan, but your Nissan ate your daughter.
Okay, well, this is Hey Riddle Riddle. It's a podcast about riddles with improv in it as well. There's Adel over there. I'm JPC right here. And Aaron
and I'm
is
over here!
A little bit over there.
She's on the ceiling.
And it's so good to have you all here with us today. And by that, I mean the listeners. And by today, I mean whatever you're listening to it. Hell, I hope it's on a Monday. Wednesday? Wait, when does this come out? Wait,
sips my coffee, stares at my co-host. What's going on, you guys? Are we okay? It feels
sips
like this is off to a bad.
Stares at my coffee.
really coming back from the eye opener that was our 200th episode when everyone told us that we were chaotic. Really taking that, doing the work on it, and coming back with just a stellar opening.
I
have to say, I miss World News Tonight so much. Speaking of eye openers, I miss World
News. Works. That works on a wordplay level.
Hey, nice. You know what? There's a possibility, speaking of world news, there's a possibility that 2022, I mean, we could see world news coming back in 2022.
We could see world news coming back.
Unless now, sabotage it from
yeah,
jealousy.
That's right. You could sabotage it. We have absolutely nothing to announce with that regard, but it could happen.
It's possible.
We're just saying it could.
Yeah.
It could happen.
I won't be there, though.
No. I mean, Aaron won't be there.
What a treat to go from, and just speaking for myself personally, what a treat to go from every day of the week I wear sweatpants and a t-shirt, and now all of a sudden I have to wear a suit once a week. What a just, I just can't wait.
You know,
to wear
what
a suit
I thought
tie once a week.
Was some sweet feedback from our 200th episode.
What's that, Aaron?
Is people felt really sorry. They were like, we didn't mean chaotic in a bad way.
Oh, there
so many
be
people
good
were
chaos.
Like, I know. And I was like, we know it's good chaos. We know that you weren't trying to be mean, but yeah. People felt bad. I'm saying that you don't need to feel bad. I'm personally, Aaron, letting you off the hook.
Yeah. What's the Seinfeld quote?
No suit for you.
No suit for you. That's the one. Thank you so much.
I mean, look, if chaos was a bad thing, would Knuckles be trying to collect all the chaos emeralds? No, I don't think so.
Ooh, good call.
I don't think he would.
Also, I know chaos can be good because that's one of my favorite Paul F. Tompkins characters on Comedy Bang Bang.
That's true.
Chaos.
Wait, all of them?
When he says chaos or whatever he says.
Oh, Cake Boss.
Oh, he's saying Cake Boss?
Never mind. I don't like it anymore.
While you guys were talking, I wasn't listening and I had a thought. I was like, oh my God, I just remembered something super. Well, yeah. I just was like, oh my God, I just remembered something super important that I have to do. And then I just forgot it again.
Wow. So, I love that.
So I'll let you guys know if I remember the important thing I just remembered and was like, thank God I remembered.
Uh-huh. Your brain is a gelatin trap.
I
wasn't listening. Is what?
There is something I did want to bring up, and this is another little piece of feedback after our 200th episode. After the 200th episode came out, we got a lot of good responses. One response that I got was from the novel Coronavirus, and it said, "I'm going to be inside your body right now." And
oh, that's
so
cool.
That's so a weird message.
I mean, it's always nice to be the fan, but I was coming.
Oh
off
my
of,
God, COVID would be a fan of yours. First of
that's
all,
true.
I want you to take that personally.
I'm coming off of a week of COVID, by the way, not fun, don't get it, is my recommendation, just to anyone out there. But after, one of the weirdest things is, you know all about the symptoms of COVID, and there's symptoms that people talk about. The worst symptom, and I think this is a symptom that only has ever applied to me, because I tried to Google, did anyone else have this? And it was coming up pretty sparse. Night sweats. I had the worst night sweats.
Oh, I had horrible night sweats
okay,
when
good.
I had COVID. You're not alone.
Good, because mine lasted for a full week. There was a full week. I thought I was going in crazy because I could not. I tried almost. I was like a little scientist with a pad and a paper, and I'm like, I'm going to try every different way to sleep that I can to not absolutely soak every part of myself and my sheets. I tried sleeping on a towel. I tried sleeping above the covers in full clothing, like a little vampire. I tried everything, and I was just sweating so much. And finally, I wasn't sick anymore. My fever was not there. I felt like I was getting through it, but it was just like 7 nights of night sweats. So I was greatly relieved to be over with that. And then the night after, I got a full night's sleep. I felt like the king of the fucking world. I wasn't waking up all sweaty. I lost my taste and my smell for maybe 6 hours. But the way that I did it was Mariah and I ate full dinner. We ate our dinner. I had ice cream after dinner. And then at the very end of the night, I went to put a mint in my mouth. And I was like, oh, I can't taste the mint. And I was like, oh, wait, I couldn't taste anything that I had at all today. And I just hadn't even realized that I had lost all of my scent and smell.
Did you cook it or did Mariah cook it?
I don't know. I guess neither one of us, because it was Olive Garden.
Why you didn't notice.
I did say, I should have tasted the salt. To be honest, I should have tasted the salt.
That's such a knock against Olive Garden to be like, I ate a full dinner and didn't realize I lost my taste.
Here's the thing. I was doing really well at not ordering out. But then as soon as I got COVID, I was like, no. I won't cook anything. If it's not oatmeal or something I can just pour hot water into, I'm sick, I don't give a shit. I will have...
You're just pouring hot water onto a frozen pizza.
Okay, there's an idea.
I will say, JPC, I really love this for you, that there's a possibility that you could become a new superhero fighting crime in Chicago called Night Sweats. It's a man who can't sleep at night.
Seven nights of night sweats.
Yeah.
Honestly, it's my Hanukkah. I do think... Well, I guess it would have to be 10... Anyway, it was 8. I'll get the number soon. I do think that would be interesting because night sweats were awful. And it would be good to turn something that was awful into my superpower, right?
That's what Batman did.
He
was covered in bats and he thought it was terrible. He couldn't sleep. And so he just took on the mantle of bats.
I cannot
also,
sleep.
Most
a wink,
superpowers
I'm covered in bats.
Are awful.
Yeah, you say, right?
Aaron? Most superpowers are awful. That's people making lemonade out of lemons.
I disagree on that.
I don't know.
Most
I can't think of
superpowers are awful.
Yeah, because then also you have the added pressure of having to help people. I actually think I should do this one out.
You realize all villains right. have powers too, and that's why let's they turn.
Let's just go through some of the superpowers that we know. So Iron Man comes poison. Catwoman, too much teeth.
Mr. Fantastic, too charming.
Spider-Man, tummy ache.
I was bitten by a spider. Now I have the worst shits.
I have Lyme disease. I've got Lyme because I was bitten.
Chronic Lyme.
Yes.
Yeah, it could happen. It could happen.
Superman doesn't know his mom.
Anyway, that was my experience with COVID. I gotta say, 0 stars for me. Don't recommend it. Don't recommend anyone gets it. Recommend you don't get it. But I am looking forward to, and I'm not a doctor and I'm no scientist, but I am looking forward to my, I want to say like 2 months of immunity now because I have all of the, what are they called? Antitoxigens in my body. So
and
now
you're not a scientist?
I'm hopefully not going to get COVID when we go to LA next month for our live show. I'm very excited about that.
Good. Oh, speaking of you not being a doctor, I'm truly curious, in this Queen song, Another One Bites the Dust.
Okay, good. I'm glad
you asked
about
this. Is there a part where he says, not a doctor, or does he say, not adopted? And I refuse to look it up.
What part of the song is it?
I know exactly the part of the song that you're.
And he's like, ding. It's like after like a guitar. It's like, bing. He's like, not a doctor.
Adel, you're going to be so mad.
Yes.
He says Cake Boss.
Oh.
Yeah.
Why can't I hear that properly?
I don't know. He was a big fan of Buddy
Buddy
Valanche.
Bruce Valanche.
Big fan of Bruce Valanche, the Cake Boss.
Ain't it cool news?
Ain't it cool news? Okay. Hey, you know what? We've had our fun. Does anyone else have anything else that they had to say? I had to talk about my COVID. I had to talk about it.
I have
COVID.
One more thing to say, and it's more of a pointed question to the two of you. Has your last, I want to say, 15 to 20 days been dominated by the song, My Money Don't Jiggle Jiggle, It Folds?
I've
been hearing that song everywhere.
I've heard it.
I'm so tired of it.
I've not been on the internet much these last 10 days. Okay. So I bet if I had been on the internet a lot, I would be having
Is that what you mean, Adel? Are you hearing it on the internet a lot? Is it?
I'm hearing it on the internet a lot. Yes.
Because I'm trying to say, where else are you going to go to get a song?
I don't know.
Because I think maybe you and I are not on the same websites.
Okay.
I bet we all have a different internet.
I think so. Can I tell you this? I don't think that I could hear anything when I'm on the internet because I don't have any sounds playing when I'm on the internet.
Okay.
I can't imagine going to a website and hearing like a sound. I know some people do it for like...
We sound so old right now.
I can't...
What is happening?
This is like the... Even though I'm about to turn 40, JVC, that's the craziest thing I've ever heard you say is I don't... When I go to a website, I don't hear sound.
My phone doesn't make any noise because I have everything on my phone on silent.
I feel like everyone's that way now.
My computer doesn't have speakers, so like except like headphones, so nothing would play. Do you remember when you'd go to like a website and like the little like a BitTune music would just start playing when people would have just like embedded in their website?
Yeah.
I would do that on my MySpace. I'd add songs.
I think that's what came to mind when you were like. Like something auto playing, but I guess people watch like TikTok and YouTube, and I don't really do
that. That's where I'm seeing it a lot.
If
TikTok,
someone
YouTube,
can unearth
Twitter,
my MySpace,
Instagram.
I bet someone's smart enough to dig my MySpace up from the internet.
I would love to see my old.
I
MySpace.
Would love.
I'm also kind of scared.
Every Time We Touch by Cascada played, and it's like all pink and purple. And that's what we're playing. But every time we touch, I get this feeling.
Aaron, I'll give you $10,000 if you can name your top 8 friends on MySpace.
Oh, I wonder what my like last top 8 was. My God, I have no idea who would be.
Or
on
did
there.
They did they make it bigger than 8 at some point? I feel like it used to be like 6, and then they were like, "Well, we'll give you 10," and then they, I'm sure anyone
they
under,
said
like,
8,
30
they
is
met them halfway.
Yeah.
I would have literally no idea, and that's if you're an 8th grader, let that be a lesson. Is I have no idea who my best friends were in 8th grade.
I never had a MySpace. I remember I got like a Facebook. Late, but I was not like super online because I was like, oh, everyone I know is just like around me, and there's no reason for me to be online. So unless I was like fucking with someone in a chat room, I was not. Like,
And of course, you were there.
Eighth graders, look to your left, look to your right. none of these people fucking matter. They're ghosts. You're staring at ghosts. JBC, let's get into some ribbles.
Do you guys remember when we used to do warm-up riddles on the show?
No.
Here's this one. This one comes from a person who did not say that we could use their name, so let's just call him Nick.
I bet their name is Nick.
Well,
I bet their name's Nick.
Wait, hold on now.
Or Rick or Dick.
It could be Rick or it could be Dick. Let's not call him Dick. That seems mean, okay. You know. And let's not call him Rick. That's even worse. So let's just call this person Nick. So Nick writes, two kitties are having a swimming race.
Their names.
Do cats like to do that? They would get
cats
wet.
Hate
cats
water.
Don't like to be wet. Yeah.
Most cats hate water.
Awesome. No, not all.
Not all, but...
As
well,
you were.
Yeah, but... I think most kind of covers not all. I had a cat when I was in high school, college, I believe. And if you would leave like the sink on, like the water spout, the cat would run in, did it in the bathroom and the kitchen, and just stick its whole ass head under it. And normally the cat did not like getting wet, but it would not mind just its whole head getting covered in water so it could lick the running water.
I love the videos of cats who are whole head are under running water and they're licking the air. They're like, it's like so close, but not
those
quite.
Dum-dums.
He would do that. He never liked getting wet, but if it was running water from a sink, he did not mind getting it all over his head. I gotta say, I don't think I would like that if I was a cat.
I don't know. It sounds kind of nice.
It's like, for a cat, that must be like a waterfall.
Yeah. And it's like, maybe like, like running water is like cleaner because it's like moving all of the germs out. Don't quote me on this. I'm not a scientist. So
well,
maybe
yeah,
there's something
like
in their bones that is
like,
oh, running
water. They like pressure on their head. They like, yeah, like being licked on the top of the head. Not by a human, obviously.
Well, I don't know.
What do we, Aaron, obviously, maybe a stretch.
Oh, I fucked up. Okay, yeah.
We did it halfway through this warm-up rental.
Aaron, you're a cat owner. JPC, you are Aaron's cat. And Aaron, you're trying to get your cat to participate more in water activities and just be more comfortable around water in general.
All right, your floaties are on, and now go down the slide. What?
God, we're not supposed to do this. Time out. Can we do time out?
Time out on being a cat?
So, yeah, sorry. There's a code that we have to keep where we're not allowed to directly communicate with our owners. And
oh my God, but you're talking to me.
Yeah. This is tough. A lot of times it's really easy to keep this covenant because we're around our owners all the time and they have other friends. They might have like a, you know, significant other.
What are you
or
implying?
Co-workers. Well, Gail,
I took you to the water park. We're at the top of the slide. I'm not going back down. That's humiliating. That's the embarrassment march down the stairs. If we chicken out right now, you're not a chicken, are you? You're a cat.
I don't think most people would put we in that situation. Most people would see you and they would see a thing that you are forcing to do this thing with you. I think I'm good on that. I don't think I'm getting a lot of social stigma. Gail, you need friends. You can't take your cat to the water park. Not only do I not enjoy it, I don't enjoy it because I'm a cat. I just can't be your only support system anymore.
But you're
Does that
my
make
best
sense?
Friend.
Here's something brutal, Gail. You're one of my friends.
Oh my gosh.
But
are you
best?
Serious?
No, not best. For sure not best.
I've taken you to so many theme parks. You've been to Six Flags. You've been to Disney World. You hated all of that? Are you telling me you hated all of that?
Yeah. Believe it or not, I was praying that I would get Stockholm Syndrome, that I would just like one day wake up and be like, this is my life. But
that's the saddest thing I've ever heard.
Same.
Yeah.
A cat saying time out is very funny.
Time out. Hang in there, kitty. Okay, we got to get to the second half of this riddle. It's a real doozy. It's a warm-up riddle, and let's say it's from Nick. Two kitties are having a swimming race. Their names are, and this is in quotes, this is the first name, 123, and the second name, 1, 2, 3. Which cat won the swimming race?
It was a third cat. This is Bono's cat, and its name is 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's a dog's name. Okay.
Okay.
This
my
guy
apologies.
Doesn't know dick
Can
about shit.
Can you read
shit.
It again, GPC?
Two kitties are having a swimming race. Their names are 1, 2, 3 and 1, 2, 3. Which one won? 1-1, huh? Which one won? Oh,
which
wow.
Which one won?
Now, that, I will say, is not the key to the riddle. It's just a fun thing to say one and one back
which
together.
Which one won? Which one won?
Which one won? You've got the sandwich hotline. Okay.
Yes.
Aaron, wait, hold on, hold on.
Cat won.
Hold on. Aaron, I said, which one won? You've got the sandwich hotline, and you didn't even look at me. Adam laughed. He liked it. I just want
to
know.
And I was trying to transition
okay, all right,
back
hold on,
to
hold
the
on.
Hansel and Gretel scene.
Hold on. Ready? All right. Ready?
Uh-huh.
Say it again.
Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Hi. My sandwich has a bad ratio from meat to cheese to vegetables.
Okay. Have you tried adding more meat?
I'm just panicking right now. Can you stay on the phone with me?
Crab Rangoon.
No, I'm calling Sandwich 911.
Hold on. We are not Sandwich 911. 911 is people. Which one won? You know what I'm saying? We were here first. That's all I got to say.
Okay, well, who do I call with a sandwich emergency?
Us.
Hold on, I'm
swamped today. I'm the only one here. Give me one second. Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Yes, I'm calling because I have no warts on my nose. Is that common?
Baby, Crab Rangoon.
I'm sorry, ma'am.
Oh, my wife just cast a spell on me.
you want to dial which one won? This is which one won?
Wait, which one?
Ma'am, we could do this all day. I'm a big Abbott and Costello fan
waiting,
as well.
Hold on.
I'm sorry, we're swamped here today. I've got call waiting. Which one won? What's a sandwich?
Hold on, did I just say
what's a sandwich? Oh, no.
Yeah, you did. Well, this is going really well. We're adding a lot of callbacks to episodes people have hopefully heard.
I think a lot of these are Patreon episodes.
I'm having a which emergency. I can't, don't know the difference between which and which one is spelled which way.
Okay.
Am I calling the right number?
Okay, so you are calling the right number. One is like a crone, one is like a crumb, and one is like a slang for deciding between two things. Speaking of two things, I got to put you on a brief hold.
Which one's which?
Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Hey, you didn't hear this from me, but Tommy DeMarcus is going to rob Liberty Bank on Sunday.
Okay, and who is this?
This is, don't worry about it.
Just
baby,
kidding.
Baby, Crab Rangoon!
This is Snitch 1-1, right?
We're getting further afield. Look, I am going on break. I gotta go. Bye!
Beep, 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 beep.
Wow.
Beep, 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 beep.
It's, well, they hung up. They went on break.
The Roadrunner just went by.
Wing, wing,
you can't. They went on break.
Oh, come on. I wanna keep going.
Okay, well, just let's wait. Let's wait like
right,
5,
right,
10 minutes
wait,
for the break to
seconds.
Be over.
Hey, JPC, you're on your lunch break. We're going to put a new caller in for you.
God, it's on my phone. Which one won? Sandwich hotline.
Hey, no one's watching my Twitch stream. Am I calling the right number? It's an emergency.
What number did you dial?
Twitch 1-1.
Okay, so if you're looking at your phone, your dial pad right now, what you should see is a button for Twitch, a button for a witch, a button for witch, a button for a snitch, a button for a witch, and a button for a witch.
Which one's which, though?
You dialed which one. I can't help you with Twitch one. I have to go. I have another call on my cell phone at break. Which one won? What's your, sandwich hotline?
Hi, you probably recognize my voice. This is Chevy Chase. What was that movie I was in where I wore a bunch of different disguises?
Were you in Hitch?
No.
Okay, well, just so you're clear.
Fletch 1-1?
Why would it be Fletch?
Beep, beep. Ring, 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 ring. Beep, beep.
Why are we getting...
Ring, 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 ring.
So, hold on, I gotta give you 1 second. Which one won? What's a sandwich?
Hi, I'm stuck in the bottom of a ditch. Is this Ditch 1-1?
Look at your
and
phone.
And also, my friends left me.
Okay, so there's only one button left of the phone. No, there's none. There's a Fletch button, a Ditch button, a Hitch button, a witch, and a witch button. A witch.
I got ditched. I got ditched. Send
buttons.
Someone soon.
Hold on, that's all the buttons. So what could this be? Which one won? What's your emergency?
Piss fun fun. What's your emergency?
Oh, thank God, Chris. The day that I have had.
You won't believe the stories I heard with Piss Fun Fun.
Why don't we hear about them? Bring me.
Hi, this is Switch 1-1. I'm going to switch your calls.
God damn it. God fucking damn it.
Okay, so which of these cats? Which of
two
these-
kitties are having a swimming race. Their names are 1, 2, 3, and Utnitwa.
What do you mean we're chaotic?
Which
fuck you. Okay, okay. The first cat won.
Aaron says 1, 2, 3,
unless
won.
They're in France.
Aaron, do you know why 1, 2, 3 won?
Because it was, they went 1, 2, 3, go. And oh, so 1, 2, 3,
I think
won.
I know why.
Aaron. That is, well, I'm not going to tell you if it's correct or not, because I'd love to hear why Adel thinks.
Well, I was just thinking of that Sia song where she's like, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. And
okay. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 3.
And so that probably bolstered that cat's ego. It's like, I'm in a song.
Yeah, the Sia song probably helped that cat's ego, huh? Okay, so you're
push
both.
Push it down.
So you're both
what
right.
What is your accent?
You're both right. It is 1, 2, 3 that won. But I would say you're right for the wrong reasons. I would say that you're, based
still
on your
right.
reasoning, you're right for no reason. But this is like, I guess the answer to this is kind of like a pun. And it's a pun based off of un, deux, trois.
Okay.
Cat. So do you guys, un, deux, trois, cat.
Aaron, keep going.
Sank.
Okay.
The Undertwa cat sank. He died?
There we go. Well,
oh,
we don't
no.
know that. They probably resuscitated him. We don't know that he died.
He's dead.
We have okay. to have a funeral for this fictitious
all right,
kitten.
Let's have a funeral for Undertwa. Adel, would you like to say something?
Would you like to say something?
We are gathered here today to say adieu. To one of our most perfect feline.
Perfect.
Please, no puns at the funeral. Because that is how Undentwa died. Undentwa was such a good kitty. She would always come to the door for fresh baguettes and chevron. Sorry, for chevron.
Et boohoo. Boo-hoo.
Le boo. Le boo-hoo.
Merci, boo-hoo. Merci, boo-hoo.
Le cry. Le cry. Would anyone else like to say a few words?
No. Get too upset here. I'm so French and upset.
Yes.
I will say a few words.
Okay.
Incredible.
Undentwa, you are a great cat. You are one of the best cats that I have ever met.
Oh, you have a lisp.
Marius, Marius. Empty chairs at empty tables.
They have British accents in that, so they did not apply.
Aishis to Aishis, D'Artagnan to D'Artagnan.
Hold on, they have British accents and live with a wop?
Yes, of course. Yes.
Why?
Because it's all written in Britain, of course. Undentwa's hat was so small. His paws were so small. His nose small. His little teeth small. But his heart was so big.
Undentwa small bean.
What?
Undentwa small beam.
Small beam?
Small beam.
Yes. Good. Huh?
And now.
She was about to tell us what her name was. Je m'appelle what? Je m'appelle what?
Je m'appelle, I cannot say.
Oh, her name is Gemma Perrette.
Yes.
You're a parrot named Gemma?
Mm-hmm.
Gemma Perrette. Je t'aime Paris.
Well, guys, I think we set that fake cat up really nice. I think that we gave him a really good send-off.
Yeah.
I think
I was about
really
to sing
that.
Ave Maria, so you cut me off at the exact right time.
And the French are doing now what they always do with their dead, spread them on fresh baked bread.
Mm,
ah, yeah.
Bonjour.
Yum, yum, yum. Honestly, what a way to go. I would love to just, my dead body just melting on a piece of bread.
Oh, sounds so good.
Just if my body can somehow be turned into raclette, and just smeared on potatoes or just the dream.
A Girl Scout cookie if it's you.
Couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Couldn't happen
Aaron,
to a nicer guy.
Raclette on a thin mint? Not going to try it.
All right. Well, raclette on a thin mint. Dun-dun. Well, that's enough out of us. So we're going to take a little bit of a break. We got one riddle down. So we're really flying today. We'll be back after these brief messages with, I don't know, maybe one more riddle. What do you think we're going to get to? Let's take some bets, actually. Adel, what do you think?
Well, I think we've just been shamed into doing at least three.
I think that we're going to get a half one done and then do this past one we just already did again. We're going to forget that we did it.
Yeah, I'm gonna put it at under. I'm gonna go definitely under three and definitely under that half. And news to me that you can feel shame. I certainly can't. I can't feel anything anymore.
GP Seattle, come in here quick.
Oh, Aaron, what's
going on, Aaron?
Haircut, would you, new makeup, what's going on?
No. I added new photos to my aura frame, and there's one of us coming up that I'm dying for you guys to see.
Okay.
We just got to wait a second.
This is you taking a bath? I don't know why this one's on here.
Oh, this is awesome. I love this.
It's mostly photos of me taking a bath in a full wetsuit, pretending that I'm sort of like exploring. Doesn't matter.
Whoa.
Just wait for the photo.
And there's bags of rice that say JPC Natal on them.
Doesn't matter. Don't look too closely at those photos.
It's like Scuba Steve from not Billy Madison.
Big Daddy.
Scuba Steve is from Big Daddy.
From grandmothers to new mothers, aunts, and even friends in your life, every mom loves an aura frame. And I'm not a mom, but I love an aura frame too. Named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. And I'm not one of Oprah's favorite things, but I love aura frames. And aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages. My mom has one. Your mom has one. All of our moms have one. They love them.
You can use your finger to swipe across the top. Okay, so this is like a professional photo shoot. Who's taking the pictures of you in the wetsuit and the bath?
Don't ask questions.
From Aura to Oprah, everyone loves this frame. And true story, I gave my mom one last year, like you were saying, Aaron. I gave her one for her birthday. She is obsessed. And here's the fun part is Gemma and I have an app where we can add photos on our phones to my mom's frame. And she lives hours away. And that's fun and enjoyable.
This is, you're still in the wetsuit, but now you're at like a child's birthday party? Like whose birthday party is it? Were you hired to be here in a wetsuit? Doesn't seem wetsuit themed.
And don't
stop asking questions.
You called us in here.
And don't be concerned about your parent or relative figuring it out. It takes 2 minutes to set up a frame using Aura app. Literally 2 minutes. It's very simple.
I know that this is confusing because of what we're saying, but you can choose the photos that you put on the Aura frame. It doesn't choose for you or make your friends scroll through hundreds of photos of you at this birthday party.
I handpicked these.
Not only can you choose them, but there's also a private feature. You have complete control over who has access to your frame, and the Aura app lets you share photos more securely than with email, which many other digital frames require. Oh, Aaron, I just got a notification here in my Aura app that you want to share with me all your photos. Here.
Aaron.
Send them to everyone.
Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code Riddle at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Oh, here it is. It's the photo of all of us. Nope, that's bags of rice with our name written on them.
Do you love it?
I want to leave.
Hey.
We back.
Twins.
Twins.
Keeping the chaos alive. Hey, welcome back, everyone. I hope you enjoyed the ads. Hey, go buy one of those products. Why not? Remember to tell them your old daddy, Hey Riddle Riddle, sent you, and hopefully they'll buy another ad one day.
One day.
Hey, and if you're listening to this on the free feed, ad-free feed, I should say, the feed that you pay money for, but it's ad-free. You missed out on some really great ads.
What? Free feed, free.
I gotta say, no joke, no bones about it. I'm proud of the way that we record ads. I think I have fun.
You know what? We're some of the best in the game. We do exactly what they say. We hardly ever have to make good ads. We have had a couple, I would say.
Yeah.
Because we get a little too silly.
You know, we're good at recording ads when Casey has like at least six times gone, are you guys okay? After we record ads. So that's how you know we're good.
Yeah. We had one ad where LensCrafter got back to us and they said, this is 14 minutes and you don't mention our product once.
Also, we're not a sponsor.
Yeah, we used to record a lot of ads on spec, and about once a week, we would record a LensCrafter ad on spec.
Just in case. Reach out to us.
We would physically mail it to the location of a closed LensCrafter, and eventually we did hear back from someone.
They cease and desist.
Well, speaking of cease and deceasts, this is a few Riddle submissions, and look, this person does not give us the right, nay, the privilege, to use their name, so let's just call them Peter. This is from Peter, and believe me, I did change that name. I'm not just reading Peter from this email. This is from a different person. I can't even begin to tell you what this person's name is. It's definitely not Peter.
You're talking a lot for someone who isn't a liar.
I don't know. I talk a lot in general. And okay, let's not examine that too much. Peter writes, or someone whose name is, it doesn't matter what their name is. It doesn't matter. Love your podcast. I love tricks and riddles. Here are a few that I haven't heard yet. Hope you can use some of them to word them however you like. Now, feel free to word them however you like. Peter gave me a lot of license, and I will be taking that opportunity a little later in the riddles. But yeah, Peter says that they love tricks. Isn't that weird?
Is it with an X or a CK?
It's with a CK, so it's not the cereal.
That makes me nervous. Are you Peter?
I'm not Peter. And this email is from 2018. Okay. So I gotta remember, in 2018, were we giving tricks? Were we doing tricks? Were we
I think the
tricks?
Podcast might have been mostly tricks back then.
Yeah, me
I
too.
Feel like we, if I'm remembering right, 2018, this might be right. I feel like we started every episode and we'd say trick or treat. People would inevitably select trick, or they'd select treat, and then we'd say, haha, I tricked you. The only option was trick. We gave you the illusion of choice.
Yeah, we were toilet papering a lot of other podcasts back in 2018.
This riddle is from October 14th of 2018. Yeah. So it could be a Halloween tie-in. Yeah.
Let's on three, let's all say our favorite Peter. One,
okay.
Two, three.
Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Okay. I said Peter Cetera. Aaron said Peter, Paul, and Mary.
James but Peter Gabriel. Stewie. Peter Gabriel.
Peter Gabriel.
That's the best
Sledgehammer.
One.
Isn't Stewie from Family Guy? Isn't he a Peter?
Yeah, no. His full name is Stewie Peter.
Great. Stewed Peters. Here's the first one from a person that I'm calling Peter.
I'm hungry.
There's one word in English that has three consecutive sets of double letters. What is it?
Wow, we're really caught up on these one riddles, huh?
And I also got to tell you, a lot of the riddles, quote unquote, that Peter submitted are kind of just like facts that you have to know. And I do like that.
Well, I'm a bit of a wordsmith.
Beekeeper.
Aaron, you're very close.
Aaron is very close.
She's right.
No, she's not.
Well,
she's...
I know the bookkeeper is the one I know.
Yes.
But beekeeper also works. No, it doesn't. No, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Because there's 1K.
Bookkeeper.
Now, you know what would work is a beekeeper.
Spelled not right. What you think.
All right, Adel, I got to see a scene. You're going to be playing a supervillain. Adel, you are going to be a supervillain named the Beekeeper. You are the Beekeeper. I'm your henchman. Aaron is the superhero. And you have caught Aaron and you're about to unveil your evil plot. You have finally won. You are the Beekeeper.
You'll never get away with this, Beekeeper. What are you up to anyways?
Well, I'm glad you asked. I'm glad you've come home to nest. Me, the Beekeeper, the one criminal in all of Memphis who keeps killing the birds and keeping their beaks. I'm going to build a city out of beaks. And then...
Wait, what is this? I'm so sorry. I thought I was with my nemesis, the Beekeeper. You're the Beekeeper?
Yes, I'm the Beekeeper. Learn how to spell Beekeeper, the Beekeeper.
You're a real weirdo. Who's tying me up right now?
I'm sorry, that's me. I'm not even here. Hi, I haven't been giving an official henchman name yet. My name is Sean Reynolds. Oh, Sean!
That's a real name.
Stop using your real name. I need a henchman name. Actually, I'm sorry, Beekeeper, if we're doing this now, I'd love to bring it up again to workshop the name. Like, I do need a name.
Okay, Mr. Cloaca.
I don't love it.
Beekeeper's Keeper. What if that was your name?
I kind of just work with Beekeeper. I guess I...
Beek Helper.
I do have a cloaca, like sonar. I was bitten by a cloaca.
Oh, well, then that's enough.
I know, but like, it's like one of the worst days of my life, and do I really want to make that my name?
So, Beekeeper, you're keeping the beaks from birds? That's really gross and weird.
Well, no, because it's a means to an end. I'm going to build a city out of beaks.
I can think of a million better materials to build a city out of.
Name 20.
Okay. Wood. Steel.
Hold on.
Cement.
Wood.
Hold on.
Right there. Birds live in trees.
Should I be writing this down or should I still be tying her up? I don't want to do a bad job. What about the Reynolds wrap? I know it's my last name and that's a piece of personal identifiable information, so I probably should keep that PIN.
Sean Reynolds, right?
Yeah, Sean Reynolds, that's my name.
It's interesting, Sean Reynolds, that you don't want to be doing a bad job because you've been doing a terrible job this whole time because you haven't been serving the beekeeper at all. You've been serving Zip. Dr. Chameleon!
Same voice.
Oh, hi, Doctor. I feel way better. I feel safe now. It's just Dr. Chameleon.
Wait,
I can beat you.
Wait, you feel safe?
Yeah,
that
I mean,
sucks
like...
to hear.
No, I mean, I thought you were like a real supervillain. You're Dr. Chameleon, the guy who just sort of wants to be around.
I'm gonna push you.
Oh, you're gonna push me?
I
know
never.
You won't.
I
you
would
won't.
Never.
Do you want to go get a beer?
Yes. Kombucha? Do they have hard kombucha?
You're ridiculous.
Can I just say, so the check, then this check from the beekeeper, this is going to bounce.
Invalid.
This is not connected
invalid,
to an account.
Yes.
Yeah.
Invalid. It was written.
Sean,
if you turn it around, it was written on a good humor wrapper.
This is a good
humor. Sean, you want to come?
Sticky.
We're going to get a hard kombucha.
I would love one. I can't pay. I've been working, I guess, on spec.
I can pay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So much.
What was your name?
Sean Reynolds.
Zip.
See?
Of course. Okay.
Sean Reynolds?
Let's get the hell out of this episode, you guys.
Wait,
come on, let's go. Let's
Aaron,
go.
Okay.
Jump in the car. Jump in the car. We're going in the fast lane.
No,
can we do this? Okay.
All right, we're going. All right, JPC, Aaron. You coming?
Yeah, I guess I... who's driving?
Oh.
Not
me, I'll drive.
Not going. I'm not, I
oh,
call not
because I'm
going.
A woman?
No, I'd say it's almost everything else about you.
Yeah, I'm not great at driving anymore. I used to be very good, but now I'm a nervous driver. Adel, you want to drive?
Okay.
Put
the keys in the glove box and stomp on the ground.
All right, we're going normal speed through this episode, I guess. God damn it.
The car isn't getting hot like it should.
The car isn't getting hot like it should. You got to rub your finger across it in just the right way. Okay, so that was the first riddle from Peter. Like I said, it's more of a fact than a riddle. So are you ready for your next, I want to say fact. I guess it's a fact. It's also from Peter.
Let's do it.
What sentence in the English language can be spoken but not written down? So this is a sentence that can only be spoken, but it can never be written down.
Got it.
Ooh, Adel, I love your confidence. What do we got?
Gibbity, gibbity, gibbity.
Subject, gibbity, verb. Huh.
Is it, I don't have a pen.
No, that's a very good guess, Aaron.
What sentence can in the English language can only be spoken and not written down?
Yeah, there's a very specific reason why it cannot be written down, and it has to do with it has to do with, you know, kind of the way that the English language is structured. I would say.
Got you. So these are like forbidden words.
No, I don't think you're going to want to use any slurs.
Well, too late. Here they come.
But I do think that I think that it's less about like the content of the words and more about like.
The content of their character.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Thank you.
More like the structure of how sentences can work.
I guess so. I think it's like, you know, we did this a little earlier in the episode. We were having some fun with words, and it's along the same line of some of the fun that we were having back in the cat riddle.
I don't want to learn today.
And
I don't
want to
learn today.
Uh-huh.
Don't
uh-huh.
make me learn.
Oh, so it's like a continuation. It's a play on words.
No, it's not a play on words. That's not the fun with words.
Can you give me a good hint?
Hey, we've been having a lot of fun with words today, huh?
Yeah.
You, Adel, you might be onto something there.
Homonyms, homophones?
Homonyms, homophones.
Let's see. What? So read the riddle one more time.
So this can be spoken.
Yes.
And if you speak it, it makes sense. But as soon as you try to write it down, it's like, uh-oh, it's not, it actually doesn't make sense. It doesn't work when you write it down.
Where?
This is the and riddle.
And
pie.
This is our Everest.
Is it just a string
which?
Of homonyms, or is there other words inside? Okay.
There are other words in there, but there is one. Now I'm confused if it's a homonym or a homophone. Homonym. Homonyms are the ones that are spelled different, right?
They sound the same, but they're spelled differently. And then
yes.
I think homophone is spelled the same, but
pronounced there is one homonym. There's one homonym in it.
Mm-hmm. One. Okay. Okay.
Which one is it?
Well, it's not one. So keep going.
Two.
There we go. That's the one.
Oh, you too.
Two.
Two,
you two.
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 Two. Two.
This is fun for me. To watch this is fun for
me. I love you two, too.
Two toes.
I love
two
you
twos.
Both as well. I love you.
I love you both as well.
I love you two, too. I love you two, too, too. Oh, no, she's falling.
Aaron, you're driving away.
You're on the right. You're on the right path. But there's only one instance of the word two in this. But you're on the right path with there being multiple twos. Mm.
Aaron, can I just say I loved your rendition of the theme from Mad Men?
Falling, falling, falling. God. Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men, Mad Men.
Falling.
What percentage of people do you think sang Mad Men, Mad Men in that way to that theme song? Because I definitely did. I
solid
definitely 80% did.
Percent yeah. of
solid 80%.
All
solid
the fun, 80. Cool people. So what's happening?
I think that's RJD2.
Wait, so it's only...
Is it really?
You only, the word two was only in there once?
Yes, but you're not wrong with like the multiple... The concept of multiple usages of two is part of the answer to this riddle, but the word two is only in there once.
Mm.
You guys are so close. You're on, I want to say, death's door. Because I
went
think
two. We're I went two. I went two.
Two.
I went two.
Okay.
Falling.
All you have to tell me is that you are ready for me to tell you the answer, and I will swoop in.
Shut up. We're never ready. We'll never give up.
Swoop
right,
in. Swoop in sounds like Sean has a new name.
Swoop in.
We're drunk. We're just
Look,
drunk.
You can be as mean to me as you want. I'm still never going to stop giving you the answer to this riddle if you ask for it.
I'd like to see a scene. I'm sorry. GPC, you're an English teacher. Adel and I are the students, and you're trying to make English fun.
Okay.
Farts.
Very nice, Kyle.
Oh my gosh.
Whoa.
Did you just do a line of
Coke? Mr. Benatardi, did you just do a line of Coke?
I did a bump of Coke.
Oh.
It's different from a line. A line, that would fuck me up all class. But a bump, that's just going to give me enough energy to go through until second period.
Mr. Benatardi, aren't you worried about fentanyl?
Oh, I'm very worried about fentanyl. If you're not testing the cocaine that you do with fentanyl test strips before you do it, you are doing something that could be very dangerous. Now, luckily, I got this cocaine from a trusted friend of mine, and we tested it for fentanyl.
You got it from me. What's up, Teach?
That's Jack. Jack, of course, everyone, I'm sorry, you know him as Mr. Anderson. He's the principal. He's auditing my class today because I have had a lot of complaints.
Yeah,
sorry, Jack,
I'm a drug
sorry.
Dealer too, so if anybody needs anything, you know who to call.
Can I be excused?
Can I be excused?
What did you fart, Kyle? And everybody laughed at Kyle because he farted. That's why he needs to be excused.
Please don't. Please don't. I don't want attention in this moment. I don't want attention in this moment.
No, everyone, look, let's all just chill out. Everybody turn your desks around backwards.
Why?
Just turn your desk around backwards, man. Who cares?
And still still face forward or turn with
no.
the desk?
Turn your desk. It's like a desk and chair combo. So turn it backwards, sit on the top of the desk, and then put your like legs on the top of the chair. So it's like everyone's kind of like, it's like your desk is now a big chair. Does that make sense?
Huh. Okay.
Pretty
good, huh?
Sorry, Mr. Benatardi, how does this sort of tie into Shakespeare?
First of all, let's cut the formality. Everybody just call me Bennett, okay?
Bennett?
Yeah.
Your full name is Bennett Benatardi?
No, my full
like a,
name.
That sounds like an entree.
My full name is Bennett Tostitos Benatardi. and yes, I guess you got me. I am heir to the Chip fortune.
Which Chip?
Ruffles. My dad married Catherine Ruffles. I married into the Chip fortune.
Catherine Ruffles.
Oh, so it's like a John Kerry situation.
I'm not familiar.
What's that guy's name, Steve?
You're
Steve
an English
Carey?
Teacher and you don't remember John Kerry?
Hold on. Why is that a part of English class?
I know. I'm just saying you should be smart. My parents pay your salary. What are we doing today?
I'm 15. I wouldn't know who John Kerry is.
You're 15.
Years old.
Yeah. So
how'd you
are
get
we?
To teach the class?
What's that?
How'd you get to teach the class?
I was appointed.
Oh.
By
whom? Oh, so it's like crossing guard or home monitor.
Yeah. Betsy DeVos.
Wow. So you know her. Because she gave
what
you a
do you
job.
Mean? Yeah. I mean, actually, I never met her before she gave me the job. She's friends with my mom, Catherine Ruffles, because all old rich women know each other.
That makes sense. What are we doing today?
Can we just continue to read what we read last semester, which is Teaching Mr. Tingle? About that teacher, about those kids who kidnap a teacher and then the teacher has angina and dies?
I don't know. Didn't we already read that? You want to reread that book? Is it that good that you want to reread it? What's your favorite part?
The part where the teacher dies.
Okay. I mean, that's a little like synopsis. And also, that's a little part of the synopsis.
And also learning the word angina because it rhymes with...
with vagina.
Oh, Mr. Anderson, how are we doing on time?
Hey, I'm logging you up, pal!
Nice. Okay,
I just did a line. That's a line, kid. Not a bump.
Oh, okay. He's going hard. You know that the drugs are safe when the drug dealer does them in front of you.
That's not the ones I gave you.
Write that down. What's that?
What's that?
And hey, everyone, listen, quiet on set. The TV show has been canceled. NBC said it's unrealistic.
What do you mean? What do you mean NBC said?
NBC told us.
That's
CBS.
Super hurtful. Yeah, we're on CBS. That's so mean.
Are we canceling shows just because other networks are mean to us now?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, that's
we're going to cancel Law & Order because it's stupid.
I'll relay that to NBC and see if they take action.
Stupid.
I'm sorry, everyone. Please take as much craft services as you want today. There will be no final paycheck.
We cut over to the Fox lot. Jeff, has anyone called?
No.
No calls.
No calls at all. I think they forgot about us.
Guess keep making whatever we make.
Scene.
Just keep making whatever we make. You couldn't even name one.
I couldn't. Do you guys what the answer?
What are we doing?
What's a current show? What's a current television show? Are they still making television?
Fox? Family Guy?
Thank you. Family Guy. So current television show and Adel can pull animation from 20 years ago.
They're still on Fox, right?
I think they still probably are making new episodes of those things.
Definitely Simpsons. I'm trying to think of what is on Fox.
I don't know. I don't watch.
Married with Children?
I was going to say What We Do in Shadows, but that's FX.
That's FX, which is a great station.
Great
Fox
station.
Sucks.
Two.
Except for Simpsons.
Just ask. Just tell me. Say, JPC, I'm ready for the answer to this riddle.
Well, JPC, I'm ready for the answer.
Okay. This is a tough one. The sentence that can be spoken but not written down is, according to Peter, a name that I'm making up. There are three twos in the English language.
Yes.
Now, you can say that.
T-O-O and T-W-O.
You can say that, but as soon as you try to spell it.
I love this.
You spell two, but there's only one T-W-O in the English language. There's not three T-W-O's.
Well, aren't you clever, Peter?
What a clever boy. Now throw the fruit at him.
Look at that little clever Peter. Yeah, throw the fruit at him. Banana.
I'm going to throw a cantaloupe.
Oh, they learn him good.
Okay.
There are three twos in the English language. That's a good one.
That's
a good
one. I like that.
But that is like a fact. But I guess you could, I don't know. Aaron somewhat sussed it out.
Yeah, Aaron somewhat sussed it out.
I didn't do anything.
There's a couple more facts here, so let's get into a couple more Peter's facts that you're cleverly disguising as a riddle. I guess this is maybe the trick that you talked about earlier in your introduction. Here we go. This is the riddle. Using correct grammar. So correct grammar. We're back to grammar.
Wait, I'm sorry. Did you say using country grammar? Because I'll have to go grab my Nelly CD.
Kelsey grammar. Using Kelsey
grammar. Thank you. It's getting hot in here. So humid to me. I am getting so hot. I want to take my dog out.
That's not bad. Hmm. Using correct grammar, is it more proper to say 5, 8? Oh, I'm sorry. Is it more proper to say 5 and 7 is 11 or 5 and 7 are 11? So correct grammar, more proper to say 5 and 7 is 11 or 5 and 7 are 11?
They're both incorrect.
At all?
Yeah.
Why?
Because, well, you said this is a trick, so I'm just giving it what I assume is the trick response.
Yeah, neither of those sound right to me. Get them out of my
face. Say equals.
No. Now, grammatically, you could say equals, but...
Oh, because that's not what it... It's not even equals.
Aaron?
4 plus 7 is 11.
Ah.
5 plus 7 is 12. It's a trick.
You are correct. It is a trick.
The trick still is afoot because neither of those things are 11. 11 is played by... What's her name? Little Samantha? What's that girl's name?
Little Samantha.
Little Samantha?
That's the guess?
Who plays 11? Samantha?
That is the funniest. Oh my God, I wish there was an actress named Little Samantha.
I would just love
Millie Bobby Brown, I think.
Millie Bobby Brown.
I would love it if every one of the kids from Stranger Things in the credits was like, and this guy by Little Joey, and this one, Little Samantha.
Little Samantha.
They're all just called little versions of
Tiny Jeffy.
But also, I think
Hi,
Peter
my
writes.
My name is Little Samantha.
It's
and I'm auditioning for the role of Scary Kid.
Between is or are, either one sounds like they could be correct. Grammar experts have not really settled that one. But you're right, Aaron. 5 and 7 is, as we all know, 12, not 11.
I was so focused on the wording, I didn't even think to examine the numbers.
That's the trick. That's the trick aspect. Are you guys ready to be tricked again?
And now, speaking of country, speaking of Kelsey Grammer, I feel like a Philistine.
You're doing great. It's not you, Adel, it's us. I'm moving so slow, I can't keep
up. Niles isn't just my younger brother in Egypt.
Okay, this is another trick for you guys, a.k.a. it a riddle. What was the name of the president in 1996? Now, Aaron, you weren't alive back then, but Adel and I, us old dogs, will know. What was the name of the president in 1996?
So this is going to be a trick.
This is a trick. Now, this I will tell you right now, this is a trick.
You said 1996.
1996.
Okay, so 96, there's two presidents.
1996.
One coming in, one going out.
One coming in? Oh, that's a real, because it's 96.
Yeah,
we're talking an election year. Now, as we all know, 96, an election year, but I don't think that, what is it called when you become the president of the coronation? I think that's the following year, right?
William.
Yeah. Well, I think we all know that, this happens in January.
Mm-hmm.
So, George.
So, like, 97.
Yeah.
In 97, there were two presidents at the time, because there's an incoming and an outgoing, but in 96.
Well, no, not 97, because Bill Clinton had two terms.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
So he was, but George, the handoff from George Bush Sr. to Bill Clinton would have been 2 in 1 year, technically, right?
Yeah, the Obama to Trump one would have been as well. No, George is not correct. The name of the president in 1996.
President of what?
We go.
Aaron, I want to tell you, United States of America.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I will say United States of America.
Did
What's
you
the
know
name
that
the
very first president of the United States, his name was John Henson?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look it up.
Fucking
look it up, motherfuckers.
Fucking made up all those little Muppets and threw them all into the Washington
House.
Just trick me. Just tell me what it is. Just trick me.
Trick me, trick me. Tell me the riddle.
Romeo and Juliet soundtrack.
Thank you. You guys don't want to.
I don't care.
No other guesses here.
I want to crack away at this not a little bit longer.
I think you can get this one.
Read it again.
You can get this one.
What was the
name of the president in 1996?
The name of the president. He went from William to Bill.
So both of those are incorrect.
Bill Clinton.
That's incorrect. You're not even in the right ballpark with that.
Was it?
It wasn't Bill Clinton. It wasn't George Clinton.
It wasn't George Bush. Jr.
It wasn't George Bush.
George W. What was the name? Oh, wait. Oh, that's right. Clinton got assassinated. And
yes.
Then his
this is good.
Is it like a movie?
Al Gore.
No, it's not like a movie. My life like a movie.
What was the
but
name of the
this
president?
Is not like a movie, and it's not. Has nothing to do with an assassination.
Oh, Bill Pullman. Bill Pullman.
Dude, that's a really good guess.
Independence Day came out in 96.
Yeah,
maybe.
Give us a guess.
Give us a guess. I'm going to give you guys a guess. I'm going to give you guys a guess. Steve.
No.
Give us a hint. What was the name of the president in 1996?
What was the name of the president in 96?
You just said 96?
1996.
Oh, 1996. Okay.
Yes. The hint is they never changed their name.
Okay.
They've
so
had
know
this
it's
name,
not Prince.
They've had this name their entire life, as far as we know.
Okay.
In 96. Name of the president in 96. I love this riddle, by the way. Now, I really love this riddle.
So let me ask you this.
Sure.
Is this an actual president's name?
Yes.
And it's none of the presidents we mentioned?
No. You've only mentioned two presidents. Mentioned George Washington.
George Bush.
Well, like, is it like
Senior,
Ronald
Bill
Reagan?
Clinton,
no.
George
no.
W. Bush.
No.
Al Gore.
No, but Al Gore,
Dan
not
Quayle.
President. Very close. Dan Quayle.
I know.
Very
but,
close.
But there's some sort of trick to it.
I think if you list enough presidents' names, you will get this.
Richard,
and this
Ronald.
Is, This
George.
Person is canonically a president. They're in the history books as being
as
a president
of the United States.
Oh, I got it.
What was the name
of
the president in 1996?
Well, the quote-unquote president at the time was Bill Clinton, but we all know behind every good man, Hillary Clinton.
No. No. Incorrect.
What is this?
I told you that you would get it if
Stop
you
saying
named
OMG,
some presidents.
Casey.
So Abraham Lincoln.
Casey. Is Casey really saying
Thomas Jefferson. John Quincy Adams.
Barack Obama.
No.
Donald
Pierce.
Trump.
You're getting closer, Aaron.
Brosnan. Obama's closer.
Donald Trump is even closer.
What? Joe Biden?
There we go. Joe Biden was his name in 1996. He did not change his name. So the president.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Casey, fuck you too.
Wow.
Fuck you.
I'm leaving to another planet now. Goodbye. Gets a UFO. Ascends into the heavens.
And you especially.
Disappears forever.
Don't clap. Casey, don't clap. Stop.
Comes back in 1,000 years to check on Earth.
Oh, what is Earth like 1,000 years from now? Well, hey, you know what? You guys did a really, really great job.
No, we
didn't.
Thank you.
So we've come to the end of the show, and I got to ask, Adel, do you have anything that you would like to plug?
I have something that I would like to plug. It's just one thing, but it's something very special and important to me, and that is I encourage all of you to go watch on Apple TV a new show called The Shining Girls. Now, Shining Girls is a great TV show. It's based on a wonderful book that I read some years ago. But here's the thing. It's not only the great acting. It's not only the great story. It's not only the atmospheric thriller of the nature of the beast. But it also stars my sister, Sadia Rafai.
Wow.
So go see Sadia Rafai in The Shining Girls on Apple TV. Tell her Adel sent you and enjoy her work on screen.
That's really great. Aaron, what about you? Anything that you would like to plug?
If you want to follow Hey Riddle Riddle on Instagram and Twitter, we have live show announcements rolling in, so that's where you'll find that. And also, if you want to check out Sitcom D&D, we're nearing the end of season one, so lots of fun special guests. You can follow that on Twitter and Instagram as well. JPC, anything to plug?
I got to give up my plugs for a couple of reviews. The first one comes from Crazy Squirrel 53, writes, be advised, this is a 5-star review. It says, JPZ will find your cousins and date them. Adel will apologize for you bumping into him. Adel and Aaron will laugh hysterically. Please listen to this podcast for more information. And then finally, we have the second riddle review that I would like to highlight here. This is a 5-star review from KBay16. KBay writes, trauma bonded. JPC said he would read whatever is written, so JPC eats farts.
Yay!
Oh, buddy. You could have come to us with that. We wouldn't have told anyone.
I don't know if I like that.
Yeah!
They also said, in all seriousness, Hey Riddle Riddle is the first podcast to truly make me laugh out loud in public. These three are an absolute delight. Aaron is a bright light in my dark, gluten-intolerant world. JPC's hilarity can pull me out of my worst days in Adel. I'm part of the 20% of the population that enjoys your every pun. An anecdote to prove their inner... Adel, that's the only type of compliment you could recognize.
20% is incredibly generous.
And, 20% for your jokes. An anecdote to prove their entertainment value. In 2021, I had plans to run a half marathon. A month before, I broke my arm and ended up walking the race instead. What, were you going to fucking walk it on your fucking hands? What the fuck is going on? You broke your arm, you can't run a race? I listen to Hey Riddle Riddle every step of the 3-hour trek. To say I am trauma bonded to these folks is an understatement. Thanks for doing what you do. Would you listen to our podcast if you were running a marathon? I think I would go with something more like inspirational.
So
well, maybe it would make you run faster because you're like, I got to get the hell out of here.
Then you put them into like ice cubes and then eat them?
What is this, fucking Alinea? I don't have a Michelin star over here. I just eat the fart, man.
Well, Jupiter.
I just eat the fart.
Jupiter, I guess. And goodbye.
There's a fletch button, a ditch button, a hitch button, a witch, and a witch button, a twitch button. Hey there, rats and swallows. If you like that, you are going to love this week's Patreon. It's part 2 of our Hey Riddle City-inspired superhero series. You can listen to that plus our entire back catalog at patreon.com/heyriddleriddle by joining the Clue Crew for $5 a month or the Review Crew for $8 a month. And you get some ad-free episodes. See you there.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.